بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تسيد شعر وعارف بالله ذاتي أقدس هزت معنا شاه حكي محمد اختصاب نور الله مرقده The title is Gulshan me bhi hu nalae sihra liye hue
Har shahr mera gham hai tumhara liye hue ہر شہر میرا غم ہے تمہارا لیے ہوئے اور درد محبت کا اشارہ لیے ہوئے اور درد محبت کا اشارہ لیے ہوئے ارض و سما سے غم جو اٹھایا نہ جا سکا ارض و سما سے غم جو اٹھایا نہ جا سکا وہ غم تمہارا دل ہے ہمارا لیے ہوئے وہ غم تمہارا دل ہے ہمارا لیے ہوئے کیا عشق کا یہ دوست تو اعجاز نہیں ہے کیا عشق کا یہ دوست تو اعجاز نہیں ہے گلشن میں بھی ہوں نالائے سحرا لیے ہوئے گلشن میں بھی ہوں نالائے سحرا لیے ہوئے ہر شعر میرا غم ہے تمہارا لیے ہوئے اور درد محبت کا اشارہ لیے ہوئے ایذائے خلق نے کیا خالق سے بھی کریم ایذائے خلق نے کیا خالق سے بھی قریب فریاد کا لمحہ کا ہر لمحہ سہارا لیے ہوئے فریاد کا ہر لمحہ سہارا لیے ہوئے یہ دل ہے ان کے درد کا مارا اے دوستوں یہ دل ہے ان کا درد کا مارا اے دوستوں سینے میں محبت کا مینارا لیے ہوئے سینے میں محبت کا مینارا لیے ہوئے عارف کا ہر سکوت ہے پیغام محبت عارف کا ہر سکوت ہے پیغام محبت اور ان کی تجلی کا نظارہ لیے ہوئے اور ان کی تجلی کا نظارہ لیے ہوئے ہر شعر میرا غم ہے تمہارا لیے ہوئے اور درد محبت کا اشارہ لیے ہوئے اختر زمین پہ اس طرح رہنے کی فکر کر اختر زمین پہ اس طرح رہنے کی فکر کر اے میرے خدا کے غم کو خدا را لیے ہوئے اے میرے خدا کے غم کو خدا را لیے ہوئے ہر شعر میرا غم ہے تمہارا لیے ہوئے ہر شعر میرا غم ہے تمہارا لیے ہوئے اور درد محبت کا اشارہ لیے ہوئے کا یہ دوست ہو یا جاز نہیں ہے, گلشن میں بھی ہوں نالا سحرانی ہوئے, گلشن میں بھی ہوں نالا سحرانی ہوئے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا, اما بعد, this beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Waqf Tabriz Dora Mujaddid Zaman Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadahu. As our Hazrat explained, Hazrat supposed to be in the Zaman of Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali. The love of Allah Ta'ala in the heart of Hazrat, that ishq, if so many of the great ulama mention, if you want to see love in its form, then look at Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadahu. So Hazrat explained that Allah Ta'ala left Hazrat behind 800 years to teach us why Allah sent us in this world. Not to pass our life, not to just pass time, but to get this great, great gift and this great wealth, as we heard in the bayan of Hazrat that was been read, that this great wealth of the love of Allah, that ishq, which Shaitan didn't have and he got rejected. When a person got this ishq, which means the burning fire of the love of Allah Ta'ala, then wherever we are, we will understand that what is the object and purpose of life. And as Hazrat explained, and as our Hazrat teaches us, that every poem of our beloved Dada Sheikh is great, great lessons of how to gain the love of Allah. Myself, all of us should try and keep a kitab at our headside at night, and read one, two poems, and see how this will spark the love of Allah Ta'ala in our heart. And Hazrat is explaining here what is his poems all about. So Hazrat has titled this beautiful bayan so beautifully, Gulshan mein bhi ho, nala-e sehra liye huye. And Hazrat is explaining now his condition, that Hazrat first grew up, so to say, in the village, where Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Ali. Sehra means in the desert. That was like a village, it was like a desert. Nobody there, just Hazrat and his Sheikh and few people around. And now Hazrat, Allah Ta'ala gave Hazrat a big khanka, and then Hazrat, Allah Ta'ala gave Hazrat a big darloom and a khanka in what is called Gulshan-e-Iqbal. And that was like, you know, there was a beautiful garden also around it. Hazrat says, I'm living in this beautiful garden, but still the deep sighs of the jungle comes to my heart. And that is where I learned the love of Allah. And wherever I can be in the best garden also, but the pain of the love of Allah will be in my heart all the time. And what is the sign of death? Har shi'r mera gham hai tumhara liye hue, aur dard-e-muhabbat ka ishara liye hue. That every poem of mine, every stanza, not just the whole poem, every couplet of mine you'll find is filled with your pain, O Allah. It's filled with your love. Every couplet of mine is filled with your love. And in my heart, that pain of the love of Allah, when they hear my poems in the right way and they understand my poems, they'll see it's just indicating towards the love of Allah. There is nothing in the poem of Hazrat but just how to gain the love of Allah. And that is the greatest wealth. The greatest wealth is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which as Hazrat, our Shaykh explained, that how Hazrat has taught us that is the real thing why we should be living for. A person who's got the love of Allah burning in his heart, that is a real human being. Otherwise, a person can be engaged in ibadat, everything, but you still haven't understood reality, why Allah has sent us here. Then Hazrat explains, what is the pain of this love of Allah Ta'ala? Arz wa sama se gham jo utaya na ja sake. Woh gham tumhara dil hai hamare. Woh gham tumhara dil hai hamara liye huye. Hazrat is saying, what the heavens and the earth could not bear, O Allah. They couldn't carry this burden of your obedience and this burden of obeying your commands. When Allah said, Inna aradna al-amanata ala samawati wal-ard wal-jibal fa-bayna ayyahmilnaha wa ashfaqna minha wa hamala al-insan. When Allah commanded the earth and the skies that we will give you the responsibility of passing the message of the oneness of Allah, they said, fa-bayna, O Allah, it's too heavy for us. We can't manage this. Insan, in his simplicity, he took on this great, great responsibility. But Hazrat is explaining, that was such a pain of the love of Allah to spread the world, that the heavens and earth couldn't take it. But, O Allah, you have put it in my heart.
through the burgard of my Shaykh, I'm walking around now in my heart with the great weight of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has penetrated my heart. And thus we can only get from the friends of Allah ta'ala. As far as Hazrat explains in his poem here, kya iska ye dosto ejaaz nahi, gulshan mein bhi ho, nala sehraye liye huye. So Hazrat explains, now, don't you see me? Is this not the miracle of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Talking to the majlis, when Hazrat's majlis used to be full, and all people from different categories of life, very rich people also, doctors all, and ulama also, full in that majlis. So Hazrat is saying, oh people, don't you see, is this not the miracle of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That I mean, Gulshan Iqbal, I mean a beautiful, so to say, beautiful newly built khanka, I mean a beautiful garden, but I got the cries of the jungle. I'm talking to you what I've learned from my Shaykh, what is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they go around not to look at the sceneries, not to go to different places and we think, hey, people are going on safar, they're going here, they're going there. No, they got the pain of the love of Allah. That cry and that deep sigh in their heart, where people are getting lost, lost in sports, in politics, in filth and dirt. Where are we getting, lost? We have to turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this is the only way Allah Ta'ala's rahmat will come down. وَاتِيُوا اللَّهُ وَاتِيُوا الرَّسُولُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Learn to obey Allah's commands according to the way of life of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And without كُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ, without the company of the righteous and pious, you'll never able to. Otherwise you think you're obeying Allah, but you go right off the line. You'll go into to sin and you say, we are upholding the commands of Allah. Allah make us understand. Then Hazrat explains, in passing on this message of the love of Allah, it's not easy. Izai khalq ne kya, khaliq se bhi qareeb, faryaad ka har lamha sahara liye huye. That in passing this message of the love of Allah, you'll get a lot of izai khalq. People will pass lot of remarks and comments that this man thinks only he was this. In the time of our Dada Shaykh, they say he only knows about talking about controlling your gazes. But Hazrat says that is such a sin till today that if you can lift up a bull, then what is carrying a sheep? Otherwise you can be a tahajjud guzar also. We can be a shaykhul hadith. But if you don't sit in a company of the friends of Allah, then this disease of controlling our eyes is a very, very difficult disease to bring under control. But the way Hazrat has passed on this message, yet people taunt him in whichever way. And like our Hazrat explained, that many people, mashayikh, have said, the way Hazrat used to over and over repeat his message, that it used to penetrate the depths of our heart. So Hazrat says that, Ya Allah, that people taunted me also, as Allah Ta'ala teaches us, وَتَوَاسُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسُوا بِالصَّبْرِ. Pass on the message of truth, but in there you'll have to bear patience. You'll have to be an embodiment of steadfastness, like our Shaykh, a loving example in today's time, that you'll have to be an embodiment of steadfastness. But what you will get in return, Khaliq se bhi kareeb. You'll get closeness to Allah. What is the whole world can taunt you? وَلَا يَخَافُونَ فِي اللَّهِ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. The taunts of the whole world will be just like one fly sitting on your head. Because you know Allah must be happy with me. Allah, the people must get connected to you, to Allah. فَرْيَادْ ka har lamha sahara lehuwe. And how do I pass through this? That, oh Allah, I cry to you every moment. And this is my support. That, oh Allah, you accept me. And that is like what Hazrat had taught us last night also. We have to worry, is Allah happy with me? That is why, not my bayan, everybody must listen. Is Allah happy with me? What I am doing, is Allah happy with me? So this you only get from the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ye dil hai uske dar ka mara, ey dosto, seene mein muhabbat ka minara liye huye. Hazrat says that this heart of mine is filled with the love of Allah ta'ala, oh my friends. That what love my mashayikh have put into my heart, the love of Allah ta'ala, that my bosom is like a minara of the love of Allah. It shines out from far. Wherever you'll see the love of Allah, you'll hear the love of Allah. Like our Dada Shaykh was such a man, not only bayan time he used to talk of Allah's love, bayan ends, he's sitting again talking of Allah's love, eating again talking of Allah's love, laying on his bed till he doesn't fall asleep few minutes talking of Allah's love. And even while asleep, he says, middle of the night Allah wakes me up, because Allah has inspired the love of Allah in my heart, and that's my poetry. My poetry is not something for entertainment. It's great, great bayans of the love of Allah to penetrate our hearts. Arif ka har sukoot hai peygham-e-muhabbat. Aur inki tajalli ka nazara le hue. Then Hazrat explains, do you know who is an Arif? A person who have recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a person that even his silence, he has got a great message of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what Hazrat Shah Mawlana Wasiullah rahmatullahi, a great sheikh of his time, used to say, if you can't benefit from my silent majlis, where are you going to benefit from my talking majlis? So it's not just the majlis that we come from. Allah said, "Kunu ma'as-sadiqin," just be with the pious servants. Because they are in the thoughts of the love of Allah. And where the sun is shining, the rays of the sun is going to be there. That means you're getting connected to the sun. So what is the rays of the sun? This is the tajalli, as it says, unki tajalli ka nazara liye hue. That I'm walking around with the special focus of the effulgence, of the noor, of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Wherever the man of Allah go, Allah Ta'ala's special noor and tajalli is there. So you just sit in this majlis. And with the open heart that, oh Allah, that noor that is, and that love that is boiling in that heart, let it just shine upon me. One stroke of that shine comes on me, our life will start changing. And then our direction will come right. Then a person will say, we confused, we don't know who to follow. You'll be able to see, is our raw zukir Allah. When you see them, you see Allah. You see them walking, you think of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They remind us that we have to go back to Allah Ta'ala. And further, finally, Hazrat mentions, Akhtar zameen pe is tarah rehne ki fikr kar, apne khuda ke gham ko khuda liye hue. Then Hazrat gives us the crux of life and what a message that we should write it in gold. But as Hazrat says, not just frame it on the wall, put it in my heart. Hazrat addressing himself, but addressing me and all of us, that, oh Akhtar, live in this world in such a way that every time, every moment have this fikr. Just one worry, ke apne khuda ke gham ko khuda liye, khuda ra liye hue. That the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can I be like the friends of Allah who are walking around with this pain? This is their only pain and this is their only worry, how we can be connected to Allah ta'ala and get closer and closer every moment. And how the whole world can change its direction and come towards Allah Ta'ala. Allah grant us all this. Lord, God of hosts.